We are learning Maseches Nozeh Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting 9 lines from the bottom at the 2 dots, a new sugya. Omar Raf, once we mentioned a sugya of cutting here, we're going to a sugya of really the sugya of Leisilbash. Omar Raf, Mekel Odom Kol Gufay Betar. A person, a man, is allowed to take off the hair from his body with a ta'ar, with a razor. That means, even though we know that that's for sure, that the pas zekonam is usur to take off with a razor, that's the beard, that's the raisa, the geser. And we have an iser of cutting off payas, that's even with a misparayim, now the cut off payas, as misparayim kentar, that we learned that before also. But what about the sar of kol aguf? So Rav says that make all them kol gufay betar, you can make all the hair off your guf with a razor. It says in a brisa, if someone cuts off the hair off the beis hashechi, that's the armpit, the beis erva, that's a place of erva. You cut off the hair over there. You get malchus. Why do you get malchus? Because it's an iser of leisilbash. You're trying to be like a woman. It's tikkun isha, and therefore you get malchus for that. So how could Rav say make all them kol gufay betar? It says clearly in his brisa you get malchus. And for the Gemara, if you are a Gersa, there's two Gersas here, but for the Gersa we have in our Gemara, Habitar, Habimisbaraim. That one's talking about a tar, a razor, and one's bimisbaraim. Rav is only matter with a scissors, but not with a tar, not with a razor. But Rav not made a tar comment, he said tar. It's more like ain't tar. You're allowed to use a scissor, a close cut, with a scissor, but not with a tar. So what's pshat in Rav? Because Tikkun Isha is only with a razor. But a Isha won't use a scissors because it still leaves some stubble, and that's not good. And therefore, a Isha will not do it that way. So therefore, it's only Ke'en Isha if it's used with a tar, but not Mesmerai. So Fidus Gemara would come out that, if he argues so, it would come out that even Beis HaShech and Beis HaEver is mutter with the scissors, as long as it's not a tar. There is another girsa here, and that's the Bahag's girsa, and it's a girsa that we pass like. The Gemara answers like this. Gemara Rav said, make all the kogu for a tar. Freit the Gemara, maver, so maver beis ha-shechi, beis ha-erva, reis ha-loika. And for the Gemara, ki koma Rav, v'shar ivarim. Rav is only talking about other ivarim. Av beis ha-shechi, beis ha-erva, loy omar. This, I'm reading you a girsa that's from the Gilead. Av beis ha-shechi, beis ha-erva, loy omar. He never said that. And Mara's Kasha, Shari Varam Nami Mishari, Vatanya Varas Sayer, Emmet of Terra the Mesurfrim. Mara's Kikamarav, Misparayim. Vikitanya hi bitar. Varav Tarkoma, Gain Tarkoma. So, Kobla Fides Girsa is that there are three levels. There's the beard, which is also a Gama Daraisa. Then there's another Daraisa that by Besa Shechi, Besa Erva, even B'misparayim, maybe that's a Darabanan, but that's there's an Isser Tar Daraisa by Beis Shech Erva, there's an Isser Darabanan Misparayim, and the whole heter of Misparayim, of scissors, is only in the other rest of the guf. The rest of the guf is mutter with a scissor. So come out, Lefi, the second gear said, Lahaloch Lamaisa would be is that a person is not allowed to even cut with a scissor the hair of Beis Shech Beis Erva, but the rest of the hair of the body, he is allowed to cut with a scissor, but not with the razor. For example, the hair between the eyebrows. You would not be allowed to use a tar, you can't use a razor, but you would be able to use a misparayim. That would come out from this Gemara. Omer Abchiyah Ba'ab, for a man, I'm talking about. Omer Abchiyah Ba'ab Amar V'yechonon, Hamava Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva Loika. He says, a member like this, Hamava Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva Loika. It sounds like he's arguing Rav. Rav said, make all the kol guf v'tar, and Rav Yechon says, no, Yechai Malkus. Meisvei Havaras say a different type of the Rishayim. The Brisa says it's only a different Rishayim. And the Gemara, my like and now to come with the Rabbanon, it's only with the Rabbanon. And Taisus explains that we're talking about with a misparayim. That's as we talk about with a misparayim. And it comes out that Rabbi Yechon has been more machmir than Rav, according to the gears we have in our Gemara. That means in our Gemara, Rav said that with a misparayim, it's mutter, mekel kagufa, it comes to Rabbi Yechon and says, no, that you like a midrabanon. For such things, you like a midrabanon, buy a scissors, you like a midrabanon. Ikedam, Riom Rav Chia Ba'ab Rav Yechon, Hamav Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva, loike Meshon LaYilbash Gever Simlas Isha. Rav Chiya Ba'av says, someone takes off, this is another version, someone takes off the Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva, loike Meshon LaYilbash Gever Simlas Isha. So here you can't say it's the Rabbanon, it says clearly it's the Raisa. Rav Yechon says, if someone cuts off the hair of Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva, he is Chayiv Meshon LaYilbash. It says in a braisa that taken off here from the Beis Shechem Beis Erva is only the Rabbanon. So Hekar B'Yechah says the braisa, it says in this braisa is the Rabbanon. He says like the following Tana in this braisa. We have a in this braisa. The Tana in the braisa. Hamav Beis Shechem Beis Erva raise the Oivim Shmuel Yilbash Gever Semos Isha. The braisa says that the Beis Shechem Beis Erva is Oivim Shmuel Yilbash like Rabbi Yechanan. The Tana Kama, who argues, "Hi, lo yilbash gever my daros bay." What is he doing? What does he do with this? What does he do with this pasuk? The one who holds the imdiv seferim, the other part of the other brayser says that's only imdiv seferim. What does he hold? What does he do? Lo yilbash my daros bay. Meboyle leketanya, like the following brayser, lo yiyeh kli gever al isha. It says that an isha cannot wear a kli gever, clothing of a man. What does that mean? My tamalayma im shlo yilbash ish simlas isha v'isha simlas ish. If it means that a person should not wear the other one's clothing, ish shouldn't wear isha's clothing, and isha wear ish clothing, harek fanema te'evahi. It says in the pasuk lo yia kli gever al isha v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha ki toyav as Hashem lekecha kol yisaila. Which wearing clothing is not a te'eva. Ve'in kan te'eva. It's not a te'eva if you wear the other one's clothing. Ela. Shalo yilbash ish simlas isha v'yesh v'enoshim. The pasuk means to say like this: don't put on simlas isha in order to mingle with the women, with the ladies. V'yesh simlas ish v'yesh v'enoshim. Sit with the men. That's where the issa is. That's according to Tana Kama. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Eimer Minayin. This Rav Yaakov is be shtim like Rav Yechanan. Rav Yaakov Eimer Minayin shlo seitze isha b'kli zayin lemachama. Heino, isha is not allowed to go out with arms. Tamalim lo yia kli gever al isha. That a kli gever should not go on isha. Which means shleisakin ish b'tikuni isha. An ish shouldn't do tikuni isha, which the Rosh speaks out means perish. I'm reading for the Rosh. Shleikav leyifacher shouldn't put on blush or eye makeup. Lo yave beis shechi beis erva. That's the lap. So that's the Rechon Shita. So the Mechlekes is, why darish in the possible ki gavel isha? The Tana Kama holds it's isha to wear men's clothing and go mingle with the men, or a lady to wear ladies, or a man to wear ladies' clothing and mingle with the ladies. That's the isha. And they hold that Tana Kama holds that the Mav Beis Shech is on the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yochanan says the Raisa holds that the pasuk is of a lady not wearing men's clothing means going out with arms, and a man wearing ladies' clothing means you shouldn't do tikune isha, which means makeup or removing the hair of those places. Now it's a peladik mafarish over here. I think it's a chazal other places that it says by Yael we know killed Sisera. She lured Sisera into the tent, and she gave him to eat. And she, when Sisera fell asleep, she took the peg from the tent and dug it into his head. The question is, if we're in the pasuk, the Sisera had a sword with him, because after she took the sword and showed it to everyone. So why didn't she just take off his sword and cut off his head? A peg is, you know, it's a little risky. A peg that might not work. The guy had probably a hard head. To set a peg into his head, it wasn't going to be so simple. So why didn't you take a sword and cut his head off? Emphit the Medrash, emphit the Mefarash over here. You know why? Because lo yiyeh kli gever al isha. Because isha now use arms. Now they have arms, and that is why. Look at the Mefarash right here. It says v'zeh shavatina b'yal isha tchei v'akenish lo hargosh al sisra b'kli zayin. Ela kamei shenama yoda liyosei til shalchana. She used the yosei. She used the peg that held down the tent. So you see a Mara Digga thing from here, that even though she was in the matzav of Pekuach Nefesh, was saving Gans Klai Yisrael, she still had the presence of mind, because the halach is that you only allowed to use Pekuach Nefesh to what it's used for. But here, he was out cold, Sisera. He was going to be sleeping for the next hour. There's no reason, there's no rush. And therefore, she had presence of mind to know to do the right thing and use Dafka Yosed and not a sword.
So ladies nowadays not allowed
to use a gun? Omer of Nachman, Benazir Mutter. Rav Nachman says a chiddush. Rav Nachman says that benazir is mutter. By a nazir, it's mutter lahave beis hashechi beis erva. Why? So the Rosh and Tosfos are mashma that the reason is because it's not considered a noy and a tikkun for a nazir to cut off his beis hashechi beis erva, because anyway he doesn't care about it the way he looks, because he's cutting his whole hair off after 30 days, and he's a big mamish bald. So therefore, by him, he doesn't care about his look so much. And that was the havamina that maybe it's not called a tikkun isha for a nazir to cut off his base his hair from the base of shechi base erva. But less hilchos to say, we don't paskin that way. Not a gemara, not a short gemara. Only a banan shim ba'aba chazina le'rabbi Yechanan the less lay. Omle Rabban Rabshimon Ba'abad. Chazina lay Rabbi Yechanan. The less lay. I saw that Rabbi Yechanan doesn't have any here. Doesn't have any here. So what's pshat? He not like cut you here. We said even midrabbanon he can't even cut for the misbarayim. So why doesn't he have here? Amalahoin machmas zikna nashu. It fell out machmas zikna. So how do we explain the Gemara? The Gemara says that they saw Rabbi Yechanan didn't have here unless he beis hashechi or beis erva. So Taisa says like this: Pirish sar beis hashechi vehu gufay mechayev bavarasa. Why did the Gemara answer pashut? He took it off with a scissor. We said before that Rav says with a scissor is mutter. The lechol apachas there is soy from also Rabbi Yechanan misraim. So Taisa speaks out that's also midrabbanan. The Rosh says this mahalach. The Rosh says that maybe it was such a close cut, there was no hair there at all, it looked like they used a razor. That was the taina. So you see, we have here, a Rechon didn't have here. So the Gemara says, Pshat, it fell out. What was the kash on Rabbi Yechanan? Maybe use a scissors. So two terutzim. Either vice versa, scissors also, also. Or the Rosh says it was such a close shave that you could tell it wasn't a scissor. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Ahu de Ischayiv Negida Kamei de Rab Ami. There was someone who was Chayiv Malkus in front of Rab Ami. Gloi beis hashechi, and when the guy was getting malchus, about to get malchus, he saw. I guess he took off his shirt, and they saw that he had here beis hashechi. Chazal megalech. He saw it wasn't cut. Omalohin rabami shavkua. Leave him alone. Dein mechavrehu. This is from our chaverim. You see, he doesn't even cut with his scissor. He doesn't even cut with a scissor. The beis hashechi beis erva. So we see he's one of us, and therefore we let him go. What's the shaila? He was Chayim Malkus, let's say, for one, like a Darabon digger thing. Like, let's say, he ate in the street. I don't know, whatever, you know, whatever, those days they gave Malkus for different things. Yeah, whatever, they, other things. Right? They saw, you know, this is a Frumma. He's not, he's one of us. He's one of us, so they left him alone. I guess so. There wasn't, obviously, a Chayim Malkus, the Raisa. He's talking about something that they were going to give him Malkus for Darabon, whatever the case was, and they let him go for that. Boim ne Rab Mirab Chia. Maula Galeach. Are you allowed to make galeach? The Taisus learns beis hashechi beis erva, which sounds like would mean even with a scissor. Is it mutter to cut with a scissor? Amalei aser, it's aser. Amalei v'alka gadol. Rav sol rechia. What do you mean? It's to grow too big and get uncomfortable. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Taisus explains, the Gemara's question is, since it's going to grow a lot and be metzar, so I'm not cutting it off because of tikkum v'noi, I'm only doing it for tzar. That's all I'm doing it for. So the Gemara answers, Amalei, so he answered him, Bar Pachsi, says, Ben Gedolim, Zman Yeshloi, because man shu gaydo nasher. Don't worry, it's not going to grow forever, and as it gets too big, it'll fall out, and it won't be tzar. But Taisus learns from this Gemara, that if it would be tzar, there would be a heter to cut the hair. He says, "Mashma zoktaisus." Three lines on the bottom. Because she ain't odem eskaven lenoi elinotzel from tzar. The less beim shum kli gaver. No iser. Vim kain. He says, "Hamestakel b'mara." Someone who looks in a mirror. Kedei shlo yachbo ba'atzmoi. Shari. In order that he shouldn't hurt himself, he looks in the mirror while he's cutting his hair or shaving, and just that he shouldn't be chayv on himself. Then it's mutter. And he says, "V'chein amarav." There's some stop of mara. He took a haircut in the mirror. So we know looking in a mirror is a shaila of loy silbash. So he says, if you're doing it, so you shouldn't get tsar. Then it's mutter. Because even this gemara, there'd be a shaila tsar. It would be mutter to cut the hair. But it is mashma in the sugya that we're talking about, even b'misparayim that it's aser. Because what was the problem? Kagadlo cut it with a misparayim. Teretz is even with the scissors. It's mashma, it's also. So this is another raya to that girsa, that Taisus points this out, to that girsa, that misvarayim is also. Boi minei rav merebi chia. Another shayla. Ma'u lochuch. Are you let us scratch the hair of beis hashech beis erva? Because he might pull out some hair. Amalei aser. He says, it's aser. Now, it's just a shikl pella. But coming out, it's aser to scratch the hair. Lachar, we just finished saying that according to some shittas, misvarayim is even mutter. So how could lochuch be worse than that? So the Mepharshim speak out, yeah, it's worse. Since you're taking it out from the root, it might be more like a tar, and therefore it'll be aser. Lachok means scratching in order to take out the hair, like the Bayam Taisa says. Kedela hashir, sar beis hashachar zeva. You scratch in order to take out the hair. Another shayla, the big day maho. What about doing it through the clothing? Amalei mutter, that's mutter. That's mutter. I guess that's not derech anymore. Ikedamri, bayim minei betfila. The question was, in the middle of davening, could you do that? That called touching a dove matunuf. But big day mai, omalei osur. But less of what I say. We don't pass like that. We don't pass as osur, ayidei, a beged by davening. So how do we pass when it comes to sar, based on erva, and based on shachi, and shar here? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, that like this, Hamavis sar beis hashechi beis ha'erva. This is Simon kuf pei beis in Yeridea, sif aleph. Hamavis sar beis hashechi beis ha'erva. I feel misparayim kein tar. Even with a scissor, that's like a tar. Hoyim makin oisim makas mardis. It's a rabbanon. That's a rabbanon. And then he says that umutul havis seyor of a varim misparayim mechamakim. But the other here, you're allowed to use misparayim. Also, that's not lachah. This is also lachah b'yadav b'shar. You know, scratch it on mutlah. But big day. So it comes out that avad beis shechem beis erev is also called even misbarayim. The other here of the body, you're allowed to cut. So we spoke out before about eyebrows, which is a big shaila if you're allowed to cut eyebrows. That's definitely you can't use a tar. The question is, could you use a waxing by, let's say, the eyebrows? It's not a tar. So that already, the Paiskim say, Rav Shlomo Miller and others say that that's osur. Anything that's the way Aisha does it, it's osur. So if a man wants to cut his eyebrows, he'd have to use a scissors or something like that. That's not a way of Aisha doing it. But anytime you go into the realm the way Aisha does it, it goes into the Isra of Lezim and Yaakov of Tikkun Aisha. That's part of it. It says, what's called Lois Silbash? If you use Tikkun Aisha, makeup. Tikkun Aisha already is osur. So anytime you do it the way Aisha does it, so then it's osur. Even if you use waxing, not lava guitar, if you do it Tikkun Aisha, huh? If a barber does it with a trimmer, that's fine. Because that's fine. If he does it with a trimmer, that's not a problem. You can use a trimmer to trim the eyebrows. Because that's shahar haguf, and it's not a tar. Or it's not derech isha. Isha does not trim eyebrows. They use a tar, or they use waxing, or some chalices, they use it. That's the way they do it. If you do it that way, it would be a iser of the raisa chayim.